We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a game?
There you go. It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out of
Greek. What kind of show is this? My soul listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Yes, it's Wednesday hump day, middle of the work week.
Yes, it is, man. What's happening?
Now, yeah, you were out. You had your lip service live in Houston, right?
Yeah, Houston is crazy. Right now, a lot of the hotel rooms are sold out. Post Malone actually had a concert out here last night also. And then Travis Scott has his Astro World Festival happening in just a couple of days also. So everybody is out here in Houston. But Lip Service Live was crazy last night. Carl Crawford set things off. And you know him from playing Major League Baseball and then also for having a child with Evelyn Lozada and signing Meg Thee Stallion as well. So there were a lot of things that he discussed that was pretty funny that people will enjoy. He doesn't normally talk like that, so it was interesting. And then Slim Thug came on, and you know, he's always hilarious. And then Plies came out. Yes, and so we had a good time. Shout out to DJ Superstar and also DJ Loose Kid. And Ashley on air from out here at 93.7 The Beat in Houston. She was holding everything together for me last night, too.
Okay. Now, Charlamagne, what you doing, bro?
Minding my business. What's happening? Did you vote yesterday?
Did you vote yesterday?
No, I didn't, man. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all.
How you gonna ask that question
this morning?
And then you gonna say,
because I want somebody to feel bad with me. I'm like, nope. God damn, I did not do my civic duty.
You sure didn't, man.
And vote. I really did not. I was traveling though. And even though that's no excuse.
No excuse.
It's no excuse. But I didn't ask you that. Did you vote? You stand so busy being judgmental.
Nah, I actually didn't.
I did. God damn it. See what I'm saying?
I actually
Jesus
didn't.
Jesus Christ.
I actually didn't.
I feel very, very, very bad that I didn't vote yesterday, man. I'm still one of those people that I'm old school. I feel like voting matters.
Mm-mm-mm.
And if it doesn't matter, at least you can say you did something. Mm. You know, you can't really sit around and complain about things if you didn't go out there and do your civic duty.
I definitely didn't.
I didn't do mine yesterday. I do not have a sticker.
I ain't gonna front. My nanny's off, so I had all five kids. I was taking one to swimming, one to basketball, one to football,
man.
One to piano, one to acting. I'm sorry.
Man.
Daddy Jersey, daycare yesterday.
Yeah, in New Jersey, they had 80 assembly seats and one state senate seat up for grabs. Yeah.
Go Jersey.
All right. Salute to everybody who did vote yesterday.
There you go. Yes. All right. Well,
yeah, you did good. You did way better than us.
Yeah. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
Well, since we're talking about voting, let's talk about some of these elections that happened yesterday. In particular, we'll talk about Kentucky, Virginia, and Mississippi.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start off with Microsoft. They are experimenting with four-day work weeks. And when they did that in particular in Japan over the summer. They did off every Friday in August. It was called Work Life Choice Challenge. Mm-hmm. And they said productivity grew by almost 40% by doing that. So they did that by measuring it by sales per employee. And they said it was growing 40% compared to the same period last year. So they might want to try that again. I'm not mad at that. Now, AT&T has to pay $60 million over claims about misleading unlimited data plans. I have AT&T. They agreed to a $60 million settlement over allegations that it misled more than 3.5 million customers. They charged them for unlimited data plans and also reduced their data speeds when their usage exceeded to a certain amount. It does tell me that, too.
It tells me that once you get to a certain amount.
Yeah.
So who gets that money when they sue and they sue for the people? Who gets that money?
They give partial refunds to customers who are affected, who signed up for those unlimited plans prior to 2011. So you don't have to even submit a claim to get that money. You'll get a credit on your bill, and former customers will get checks. So if you're not a customer anymore, then you get a check.
Okay.
All right. And a teenager won a $25,000 award for inventing a solution to eliminate blind spots for cars. I have had some scary close calls with those blind spots when you think there's no car next to you and you're about to move over and then watch out. So that teenager did win that money. And I think that's a great solution. I know in my car right now is a little triangle that lights up if a car is in my blind spot. A
little triangle, but, and also vibrates. The car vibrates if there's a car there and you're starting to move over a little bit.
Right. So they have a design in a car that supports the windshield and provides protection in case of a crash. And then also they have this webcam projector, 3D printed adapter and retro reflective fabric to make cars' A-pillars invisible by displaying the image of the blind spot behind them onto this pillar. So it's a little complicated, but a 14-year-old invented that.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's dope. And let's talk about the elections yesterday in Kentucky, in Virginia, and Mississippi. Some big takeaways there. So, in Kentucky, it was a big deal because, again, the Democrats declared victory over their Republican Governor Matt Bevin. And so that was huge for the Democrats. In Virginia, Democrats won majorities in both the House and Senate. So now the party has full control of the state's government. And in Mississippi, the Republicans did hold on to the governor's office, though.
All right. Well, that's your front page news. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, maybe you had a bad night, horrible morning, or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Who's this? What's your name?
So I got you again. This is the Yoni lady, and I'm calling to tell y'all thank y'all so much for the other day. And
what happened the other day?
The other day you let me get my shout out. Yeah, at least, Charlamagne, remember somebody.
I'm sorry. You're right.
But no, thank y'all so much. Other than that, leaving the gym, great things that happened. I got featured in some awesome stuff, and I got some great stuff coming up. I don't want to say nothing yet until I post it on social media and just be like, ah, look at me now.
Yeah. So you're telling me that the shout-out on The Breakfast Club worked for you?
Listen, it worked times 1,000. People was like, all in my inbox, like, I heard you on The Breakfast Club.
There you go.
I like what you do, so I'm going to follow you, that type of thing. Not only that, y'all should think about doing, like, a social media highlight. You know, like, we can't afford to come on the show or nothing like that, but y'all to like let one.
What you mean afford to come on the show?
First of all, there's no price.
Nobody charges people to get on the show.
There's no price to come on the show.
And if somebody ever does charge you to get on The Breakfast Club, please let me know.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Okay, well, then, well, we ain't at that level yet, put it that way, to be buzzed around to be on the show.
Okay, you're right.
So y'all should do like a, I don't know, like a social media spotlight or something and do like a phone interview with people, because that was dope. That was awesome. Like I said, this is Young Day. You call me out of Savannah, Georgia. I love this show. And I'm glad I got through. Y'all picked up.
And listen,
I'm loving it.
Thank
and
you.
Don't OD and put as heard on The Breakfast Club in your bio on Twitter.
You better do that. I would do that, y'all.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
You better do that, y'all.
Don't you do it.
As heard on The Breakfast Club.
Don't you do it.
Hello, who's this?
Brandy.
Hey, Brandy, get it off your chest.
Hey, I'm from Kentucky, and Matt Devin is out of office.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yes, yeah, big night for you.
Yes,
is that a good thing?
Did you vote?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, yes. I went to go vote, and it's a great thing.
Yeah,
okay, then
anything.
It's a celebration.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about Kentucky.
All right.
My kids and my teachers missed out half the school year last year because of Matt Bevin.
Mm. Because of who?
Because of Matt Bevin.
Matt Bevin,
okay,
who was the governor.
Oh,
well, dropping
yeah.
a clues bomb
yeah,
from Kentucky.
Gone.
And Donald Trump went really hard in Kentucky.
I saw Donald Trump very upset. He said, if we lose Kentucky, y'all really let me down or something like that.
And it's a reflection on him, so hopefully it is.
Hello, who's this?
Peace and blessings to you. Hey, God bless you, y'all. How y'all feeling today?
You got to take us off Bluetooth.
We just had a conversation.
Yeah, are you guys off of Bluetooth now?
Hey, Sean, we just had a conversation
yes,
yesterday.
You were on
about
Bluetooth.
How,
we weren't.
You shouldn't get through all of that.
I know. Well, what you said, Charlamagne? Repeat that, please.
We had a conversation yesterday about how you shouldn't get through all the time.
You let Trav get through all the time, right?
Yeah, but I'm just telling you what
the
producer said. Producer said you're boring.
I'm not boring. When I talk about God, is that boring, sir?
I'm just telling you what they said. I'm relaying a message, Sean. I'm not the type to talk behind your back. I'm just telling you what was said.
I understand that. So what do they want me to talk about?
I have no
what
idea.
What kind of topic?
Well, what's going on in your life that's interesting right now?
What's going on in my life? I have a 5-year-old son that I love a lot. His name is Chase Alexander Stone. He's doing well in school. My family is doing good. You know, I got a job. You know what I mean? And I go to church, and I love God. And I speak about God the Mother, the female image of God in the Bible. So how am I boring?
We didn't
I don't
say
know.
It.
I'm just telling you what our producer said. Maybe our producer's atheist. I have no idea, sir.
I don't know what's going on over there, but you know what I mean? I'm happy when I talk to you guys, you feel me? I'm happy to know that you guys are doing well, you know, happy to see that you guys are improving in life, you know,
can spread
some blessings and say God bless you and peace and blessings, you know what I mean? I'm not talking crazy on the radio. I want people to receive blessings. That's it.
I'm with you.
That's right. I don't want you to stress over this all day. Now, don't sit around thinking all day that, damn, they think I'm boring.
I love the way that you keep it real with me, Charlamagne. You know what I mean?
Yes,
but,
sir.
You know, if I have something important to get off my chest, I will. You know what I mean?
My brother.
But you guys stay blessed, too, man. And go check out that website, English.WATV.
Why you hang up on him, Charlamagne?
I didn't hang up on him. I'm not even controlling the board. Everybody know you play the music, and they know you control the board.
I do not play
I would never hang up on a man talking about God and talking about the divine feminine that exists within us all that we should embrace.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, Envy? This is Yusef.
Yusef, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, what's up, man? Listen, I just wanted to pinpoint something. You know, I hear some trending news that Angela Yee and Charlamagne is not getting along. And if that's so, you know, I want them to do that, man, because we really enjoy The Breakfast Club every morning, man. I just wanted to see you guys get along, man. A lot of people out here really enjoy
I don't like any of my co-hosts.
I hate mine.
Document that, okay? Put that on paper, all right?
Do you like all your co-workers?
No, but, you know.
Exactly.
Well, get along, you know, it is what it is.
I definitely
like either one of them. I don't like Drum. I don't like Eddie. I don't like nothing.
He actually loves Drum.
Cut it out.
I love Drum's beard. If I could keep Drum's beard and get rid of Drum.
Charlamagne, I met you at the airport. I was on my way to Jamaica. We took a picture together, man. You're very cool.
I don't like you, man. Neither. I didn't want to do that.
Well, have a good one, man. I definitely don't like my coworkers. I got one that doesn't have a football team who changes every year, and the other one's a Cowboys fan, so I don't like none of them. Hello.
You got to stop hanging up on people, bro.
I didn't hang up on them.
You did hang up on them.
That was Drum.
That's messed up.
Hello. Good morning.
That's why nobody like you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Marita.
Marita, you like me, right?
Yes, I do.
See, Marita likes me. Get it off your chest, Marita.
Well, I just want to say that I am such a proud parent this morning. First of all, it's my daughter's 9th birthday today.
Ow.
And secondly, my son, who's 14, he's in 9th grade. He just got accepted to take a college course in May, starting next year. He's in all advanced classes, and they just sent him a letter saying that he's one of the kids. They got accepted to start taking a college course. I am so excited.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Where you from?
I'm from Virginia Beach. He goes to Bayside High School.
Okay. All right.
Congratulations to him.
You know, Hampton's right around the corner. Just want to tell you that Hampton's right around the corner.
I know. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great morning.
You too, mama.
You too.
Hello. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Ladybug.
Hey, Ladybug.
Ladybug, you going to be on The Masked Singer tonight?
I'm going to be on the what?
The Masked Singer. On Fox. You don't watch The Masked Singer?
That's wonderful. I can't sing, right. But hey, I might be up there.
Isn't there a Ladybug on The Masked Singer? Or am I tripping?
You might be tripping. I don't know.
I don't really watch it, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
But what's up, Ladybug?
I don't really watch it. But nothing. I just want to tell everybody good morning, ladies first. Good morning, Angela.
DJ good morning, boo.
Want everyone to have a blessed day, blessed week. We're in the middle of the week. I know this time change has got me so messed up, but I'm dealing with it, and I hope everyone just has a blessed week, blessed day. Be awesome. Don't let nobody, you know, mess up your attitude. Don't let them judge how you want to live your life. Just do you. Be happy.
All right. Well, thank you,
Ladybug.
Don't
let nobody else.
I like your style.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about some rich, 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 rich stuff. Find out what gift was given as a VIP pass to Meek Mill and Swizz Beatz.
I seen that. I need better friends. We'll talk about it when we come back.
I said the same thing.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day.
Happy hair plug day. Let's talk hair plugs.
You know what? You know what's funny about that? Let's talk Tory Lanez in the rumors. Let's go.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
And I ain't got no damn hair plugs, by the way. Go ahead, you.
Thou who Tory, too much.
Nobody said you did just now. Tory Lanez, he was sitting down with Hip Hop DX, and he admitted that he has never paid for a feature, but he has spent money on clearances. And then he also talks about unlimited features for this person because of his hairline.
First of all, I don't have no weave on, or like one of those things. Like, it gotta stop. The only issue, if you really look back at my old pictures, my only issue was my corners was gone. They was back here, kid. I had met Tyga, and I was like, yo, I will give you unlimited features for the rest of your life. Like, he has an unlimited feature pass with me. For giving up the secret, I was like, but this is when he wasn't giving any, because, you know, he done put it out now.
So, Emmy, that's why you said you'll DJ free for Tiger at any time.
I definitely did not say that. And I don't have no hair plugs, listen, nor do I have life. carpet rug or nothing. This is natural.
Drop one of Clues bombs for a real one named Tory Lanez. I respect Tory Lanez because it takes a real man to admit that they didn't have no edges. And another man passed him the plug, literally, so he can get hair plugs and correct his situation. Meanwhile, DJ Envy, big adult, grown ass, sitting in the studio every day trying to fool us with all that artificial turf on his head.
It's not artificial and it's real. I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all that.
It's real. It just ain't yours.
It is
mine. I'm sure
mine.
It's real hair. Oh, you know what I mean? I'm sure it's real
hair. It's mine. It's mine,
not your
mine.
Hair. This is what's going to happen as the Breakfast Club gets older. You're going to see these midlife crises happen, all right? And Envy's just the first one to start.
It's not. I'm just letting my hair grow.
All right.
You listen, I have a good hair braider. You know, shout out to Mimi's Braids and Destiny. They can actually braid your hair. We're doing the 12 Days of Christmas, too, for free hair braiding for moms and their kids. But we can do dads as well.
My hair's not long enough for braids.
It's crazy because Envy got
filler. It can be.
He had filler in his cheeks before, and now he got the hair plugs. Oh, this is crazy. You're going to look just like Gia by February.
What? And they can add hair to your other hair.
Oh, my
All right.
Goodness.
Now, according to People magazine, it looks like Drake and Kylie Jenner have been hanging out romantically. Multiple sources have confirmed that news to People. They said they've been friends for a long time, and Drake is very close to the family. And they said they've been hanging out since she and Travis Scott actually broke up in October. Now, another source is saying that they're just friends. So there's a few different stories that are going on. But these rumors did start after Kylie and Drake started vibing after his 33rd birthday party. They said the pair seemed to be into each other, according to Us Weekly at that time. They said she spent the most time near Drake and his friends. She was rapping to songs and dancing with her friends while she was next to Drake. And it was a little bit of a connection there. Would that be weird?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be super awkward when Sicko Mode come on. That's got to be super awkward for her when that record comes on. Jesus.
All right.
Drake must
in the
be
meantime,
done with Travis Scott's wave, because if he's really dating his girl, they must never going to be recording ever again.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think so. I doubt that. I can't see it. But then again, it's Drake. You never know.
He's a sniper.
He is.
And you never know. I mean, look, Kylie and Blac Chyna were like big sister, little sister, and then Tyga.
That's what caused Tyga to lose his hair.
Now let's talk about Drake also again. He has a More Life Growth Company, and he's been sending people flowers throughout Toronto to promote this, quote, mysterious business. Now, if you do some research, you'll see that business is actually a cannabis company. He has gotten it trademarked in the U.S. and in Canada. And according to the filings that were done in October, More Life Growth Company will sell cannabis products, accessories, herbal teas, dried plants, rolling papers, oral vapes for smoking, pipes, as well as apparel and footwear. So he's jumping into that business as well.
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about some rich, more rich stuff. Jay-Z, he was sending passes out to the Sean Carter Foundation Gala, VIP passes. And so far, two people have gotten Rolexes as VIP passes. Now, Meek put this on his social media. Hove sent these as VIP passes, and he posted a picture of the Rolex. SMH, this rich-ish getting out of control. LOL, I'm not joking. LOL. Swizz posted it as well, and he said, levels. Hove is on another level with the invite game, and he posted his Rolex as well. It was a Daytona Rolex and a bottle of Ace.
Oh, that's what that is. So you said it's the Sean Carter what?
It's his foundation gala. So they're having an event. It's going down November 15th and 16th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's a blackjack tournament, and it's also a black tie gala. So if you get invited, I guess I wonder if you feel like you have to go now. Like, what if you have another obligation that day?
Oh, you definitely got to go.
If he sends you,
gotta
go.
He sends you the Rolex and the bottle of Ace of Spades, you got to go. But I think that's only for the VIP.
Necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask you to jump out the window with this fancy-ass watch. Oh, all right? Thank you, but I can't make it.
Yeah.
I have a prior obligation.
You'll never get invited
again. I mean, what
if
you do have a prior obligation?
Well, it's off.
I mean, hey, that's kind of like the risk you take when you send out those type of invites, right?
Then you got to send the watch back because then you don't need the VIP
pass.
No,
I don't.
Yes, no,
it's
a gift.
It's a VIP pass to get in the VIP section. And if you if you're not going, send that back.
Do you ever send your invites? Do you send out an invite back when you can't go to an event?
Not if it's a Rolex watch.
Okay, so you don't send it back. It's an invite.
And Charlamagne, I'm sure the watch is real. I'm almost 100% the watch is real.
They said it's valued at $40,000.
Yeah, how many?
Yeah, I didn't see other people post it.
I don't know. I only seen Swiss and Meek so far. So it might be only two.
Wow.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. And since we're talking about gala, shout out to Nile Rodgers. He had his We Are Family Foundation gala yesterday. They actually honored Dolly Parton, which is amazing. I saw a lot of people were at that. I wish I'd have been home for that, but shout out to Nile Rodgers.
Yeah, wasn't no Rolexes given out for that event.
Yeah.
If I'm Puff, I'm like, all right, Jay, where's my watch? Look, if I'm
We don't know if he got one or not.
You're right.
Puff might not be VIP.
Shut up, man.
What if it's a VIP and then the next thing is like the Popeye's chicken sandwich? So you get like a gift card, like that's the next tier after VIP.
So you're saying Puff might have got a chicken sandwich?
Puff might have got the gift card for the Popeye's chicken
sandwich. Oh my goodness. All right. Now when we come back, front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about these elections that went down yesterday and what are some takeaways from that? What does that mean?
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Before we get in front page news, let me shout out to Styles P. I know Styles P is doing his 7th annual coat drive, right? That's Thursday, November 14th at the Public Library in Yonkers. He's asking anybody that has coats that would love to donate coats to people who need them. Definitely check him out again. That's November 14th from 6 to 9 at the Yonkers Public Library. So shout out to
Styles
P. I
have a whole bunch of coats I'm bringing him, so.
Yeah.
Remember when Envy tried to say that his hair was growing because he was juicing? He's had like four different excuses.
Well, no, you did a detox.
That's what it was, a detox.
And his hairline came back.
Yes, this guy is something else.
My hair's, you know what, let's get some front page news. I'm not talking to you anymore. What else we got, Yee?
There's a 13-year-old boy who's been charged with two counts of first-degree murder and robbery with a dangerous weapon, and he did escape from law enforcement yesterday after a court appearance in North Carolina. The boy is identified as Jericho. He was in Robeson County Department of Social Services around noon for a hearing, and that's when he managed to break free, according to a press release. And so now they are looking for him. They said they have a high degree of concern for the safety of both the juvenile and the public due to a prior history of assaultive and unpredictable behavior. So they are trying to find him. They have helicopters that have been deployed in the search and numerous sheriff's department, and they are looking out for the boy. So if you see anything, just make sure you contact the Robeson County Sheriff's Office.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, a 13-year-old, two counts of first-degree murder and a robbery with a dangerous weapon, and now he's escaped.
That's crazy. What you gonna do with that 13-year-old when you catch him, though? Like, do you lock him away? Because clearly he's dealing with some type of issues that he's never dealt with before, and that's probably was causing him to hurt others. Like, I be talking about that trauma, man. That trauma that be inside people be real, bro. 13?
All right.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about these elections. Democrats were celebrating Tuesday night, and there were some issues there. In Kentucky, Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear declared victory over Republican Governor Matt Bevin, holding on to a 0.4 percentage point lead. So Trump had actually tried to get Bevin to win. He had a rally with him Monday night in Kentucky. He told everybody that the race's outcome would be seen as a reflection on him. And guess what happened? We do hope it's a reflection on him because he did lose. In Virginia, Democrats won majorities in both the House and the Senate. And that's the first time the party has had full control of the state's government in quite some time. So they said this is going to actually give a lot of wins for the Democrats in Virginia. And in Mississippi, Republicans did hold on to the governor's office. So that is some of the major takeaways from the elections yesterday. I know some results are still coming in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a beautiful thing. Voting does matter. I didn't vote yesterday, though. Mm-hmm. I was traveling. I didn't get to vote. Did you vote, Envy?
I did not.
Damn.
I know. I've been traveling, too. I also sometimes, and I definitely should have voted. I feel like in New York, though,
Pretty funny. I mean, you can't feel that way, though.
Yeah, it's no excuse.
I know. It's not an excuce.
We didn't do our civic duty yesterday. Salute to everybody that did, though.
Right. All right. Well,
I'm not going to slip like that again.
That is front page news. Now, when we come back, let's talk Popeyes a little bit. These Popeyes chicken sandwiches, all right? 800-585-1051. Are these Popeye chicken sandwiches so good that you guys are stabbing each other, shooting at each other, killing each other?
I don't like fighting each other. I don't like us blaming the chicken sandwich for people's BS. Because I think that these people that are shooting and stabbing over this chicken sandwich would shoot and stab over anything. I just think that the chicken sandwich happens to be the product that they're stabbing over because of. They're all together around a bunch of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in a line with somebody and somebody pisses you off, you stab them. You was going to do that regardless if it was a chicken sandwich or not. You do that on any line. The welfare line, the Jordan line.
Yeah, but you don't hear this on the welfare line. You don't ever hear somebody just got stabbed on the welfare line.
We don't know that. The last time you had somebody report live from the welfare line, we just got the light on Popeyes right now.
You're right. You're right. All right. Well, 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. All right. Let's talk about these Popeyes chicken sandwiches. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now. Call me. Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about these Popeyes chicken sandwiches, right? There's been a lot going on with these Popeyes chicken sandwiches. There's been a shooting, a stabbing, car accidents, fighting, arguments, all for this damn sandwich.
Have you had it yet?
I have not had it. Charlamagne, have you had it?
I haven't had one, and I'll probably never eat one because I refuse to do what everybody else is doing. I can't be a hype beast. I just can't do it. Let me tell you something, man. Popeye's chicken, right, is causing all the people who have severe emotional and mental issues to come to Popeye's, and they already have short fuses and tempers, so when someone pisses them off, they wild out. But they would act like this anyway. I guarantee if you did some research to any of these people that are wilding out at Popeye's, they have a history of violence. I guarantee it. Like, you're not going to just randomly act out. Like, I can't blame that genetically modified chicken for the way these people act.
I don't know, man. You don't hear people wilding out at the welfare line. You don't even hear people wilding out for sneakers anymore.
That is not true.
I mean, yeah, when you create this type of frenzy, anything can happen.
And let's be clear, I don't know if the lines for sneakers are like they used to be simply because of the internet.
So people,
a lot of
these
people are ordering stuff online.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's true, too. Yep.
I just think that these people that are acting up at Popeye's, whether they stabbing, whether they shooting. I saw a video yesterday. This lady was in the drive-thru messing up her own car. They have done things like that before.
To get a chicken sandwich, though?
I don't want to blame it on the chicken sandwich. I got to blame it on those people. Those people got to be held accountable. The chicken sandwich is just a chicken sandwich. Chicken sandwich is just there. It's just an inanimate object.
Hello, who's this?
My son, Zeke.
Hey, what's up, man? First of all, take us off speaker or Bluetooth. Take us off.
Oh, I got you off. You hear me?
Yeah, now let's talk about these chicken sandwiches from Popeye's, man.
Man, listen. Now, see, the problem is everybody's getting the original. You can't get the original. You got to get the spicy with the extra spicy sauce. No pickles, tell them to add butter. Extra butter to the bun. Nah, is it worth fighting for? Yeah, because if you see somebody with three or four, you're going to get mad because they're going to run out of chicken. And yes, Charlamagne, is better than Chick-fil-A.
Why are you such a Popeye-ologist, bro? Like, you got a degree in Popeye?
All kind of rules.
Did you major in Popeye's 101?
Right, listen, I'm from the
you
South.
A chicken chemist, bro.
You know, from the South, you know, all we know is fried chicken. I'm from South Carolina.
That's all I know.
All right. Thank you, brother. He said it's worth fighting for, Charlamagne.
I don't like him blaming that on South Carolina. They ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Kenya.
It's Kiana.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kiana. They put it as Kenya. Now, Kiana, are those sandwiches that good?
The sandwiches are the bomb. That's the best chicken sandwiches I ever had. But it's not the chicken sandwich that's getting people killed, like Charlamagne said. People just don't know how to act. They don't know how to fight and have words like we used to do back in the day and then go on about your business. So
that's
why people getting killed. It ain't the chicken sandwiches. They the bomb.
That's right. All chicken right. sandwiches don't kill people.
She said they the bomb, though.
Yeah, chicken sandwiches don't kill people. People in line for chicken sandwiches kill people.
All right. 800-585-1051. We're talking these Popeye chicken sandwiches. Let me ask you a question, though. The Popeye's chicken, right, is in most Popeye's chicken I see in the hood, right? Is there Popeye's chicken in a suburban area where there's no line?
That's a good question. I know one thing.
Do white people go crazy for these sandwiches, too?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't want to say that it's all black people, though, because it is some white people eating the Popeye's chicken sandwich. But there's one thing I know for sure.
Right.
The Popeye's chicken sandwich, the meat they use is genetically modified and artificial. You know what else is genetically modified and artificial? DJ Envy's hair.
No, see, you know what? You was waiting for that one. You was like, oh, I'm going to set this one up. You know what? 805-805-1051.
Hey, what's the number?
1-800-HAIR-PLUGS for me. We're not talking my hair. All right, call us right now. Is it worth fighting for? Is it worth what these people are doing, stabbing, shooting, and all this other stuff? Call us now.
Sound like you're talking about your hairline, bro.
Shut up.
I don't know that anybody will say it's worth it.
One person did.
To stab and kill someone.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Now, people are stabbing, shooting, arguing, fighting, crashing their cars for this sandwich. Is it worth it? Or people just crazy?
Christopher, I mean, what you mean? Is it worth it?
I mean, I can't see people fighting over a damn chicken sandwich.
Y'all got to stop blaming this on the chicken sandwich, man. It has nothing to do with the chicken sandwich. I guarantee if you went to these people's records, you will see that they have a history of violence already.
Is the chicken sandwich that good? Who's this? Christopher, what up?
What's going on, man? Listen, man, I had one for the first time the other day, and the first thing I thought was Wendy's sandwich is way better than this. I just don't see the hype over it.
You said Wendy's is way better than Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I love Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich is way better than Popeye's sandwiches. And I don't like Popeye's, but I just tried to see the hype, and it wasn't worth it to me.
Okay, thank you. Hello, who's this?
This is Trayvon.
Hey,
how
Trayvon.
How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing? Breakfast up?
Trayvon, is that chicken sandwich that good, bro?
Bro, I didn't even have it yet, bro. But honestly, man, it's just messed up how everybody is going so crazy about it, man. I'm hearing there's lines going down the block. There's people killing each other. It's whack, man. That's not even cool, bro. At the end of the day, this stuff be only happening in black communities, man. You don't see no white people killing white people over no damn sandwich, man.
That's You wait till they put that arugula in a wheat wrap at one of these goddamn Whole Foods. Some white people gonna be killing themselves.
Shut up, man. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Renee. How are you?
Renee, we're talking this Popeye's chicken sandwich now. Is it that good?
Yes. Okay, so the sandwich is actually really good, but I was actually laughing with my kids about it because the chicken's not even spicy. It's the mayonnaise on it. So people are actually going crazy about a spicy mayonnaise. It's not. The chicken's not spicy.
Mayonnaise.
So even when you ordered a spicy chicken Popeye sandwich, that ain't spicy?
No. So if you got, like, the regular sandwich and was like, oh, add the sauce, it would literally be the same as the spicy sandwich. That's really the only difference. One has regular mayo, the other has spicy mayo. Like, this is just crazy, but I really don't think people are going at each other over a sandwich. I think they're just already irritated and agitated, and now they're waiting in lines. And,
that's all. You know. These people already have short fuses and tempers, so when somebody pisses them off at Popeye's, they wild out, but they would act like that anywhere.
That's exactly what I think. Because I've seen people waiting in line, and they're just like, after a while, they don't want to wait anymore. So they're getting mad and going out the door. But I really think they're just already irritated. And now they can get their spicy mayo.
Thank you. Hello, who's this?
What's going on? This is T-Will, man. Tara from Houston, Texas.
What's up, bro? Them chicken sandwiches, they that good, brother?
Man, they going crazy down here, man. I passed by Popeye's on Scott Street last night, man, and a line was wrapped around the building. So it's very real. Basically, shout out to the Boondocks, the cartoon, and Riley.
Classic.
Basically what they're doing is having a moment. You know what I'm saying? When everything breaks out and go wild, that episode is basically what the Popeye's chicken sandwich is about.
Well, Boondocks did a whole episode about this fried chicken that had everybody going crazy and had everybody fighting over it.
Real talk?
Yes, I forgot the name of the episode, but damn, I wish I could do the name of the episode off the top of my head. But yes, there was an episode of the Boondocks where they was fighting over chicken. If you Google it, it'll come up. Just put Boondocks and chicken, fried chicken. I'm sure it'll come up.
Man, I'm definitely going to check that out. Shout out to you, Charlamagne, man. I saw you on TV the other day. Man, what's the chick name, man? You had an interview. You was talking about the trauma, man.
It's real, man. Tamron Hall.
Man, Tamron, man, it was real, bro. I sat there and I watched you, man, and when you put out the percentage of the suicide rate for men, it's like 70% in America, bro.
Yes, sir.
That was astonishing, and it basically hit home to heart because, it's a lot of pressure as a man, and a lot of people really don't see that. So I can see how that rate could be as high as it is, bro.
And you know what? That trauma you're talking about is exactly what's causing people to wild out at Popeye's. I'm telling you, these people already have trauma. They have pain. They have hurt. And they in Popeye's trying to get a little relief, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try this chicken sandwich and make my day better. And then somebody cut them in line. And they already got short fuses and tempers. They ready to go off. And they end up redistributing that pain that they feeling to somebody else. Trauma's a real thing.
All right. Well, what's the moral of this story, guys?
The moral of the story is the Boondocks episode was called Kentucky Fried Flu. It's season 3, episode 13. And at this point, when it comes to this chicken sandwich, we have to get the sandwich that morally is acceptable to eat because there's so much blood on the hands of Popeye's at this point because there's people getting shot and killed. Chick-fil-A is homophobic. Who got the meat that is without sin? That's what we want.
You looking for meat, bro?
Who got the meat that is without sin?
You looking for meat?
Hmm?
All right, well, thank you for that. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to be talking about a singer who just got arrested, and it's a domestic violence situation.
All right, and also, we're doing Ask Yee next hour, so if you want to get on the phone lines right now, you can. 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. You okay?
Yes, I am.
All right.
How
morning.
Are you?
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Now, listen, don't you watch The Masked Singer? Don't somebody in the room watch The Masked Singer?
I do not.
Or weren't we talking to Patti LaBelle last week about her being the flower or something like that?
Yeah, and she said she wasn't.
Yeah, we thought maybe she was on The Masked Singer, but she said she wasn't.
Well, it returns tonight at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it's a 2-hour event. And it's going to be two unmaskings. And I don't necessarily watch the show, but I know that a lot of people do. And I don't even know if I'm supposed to be playing these clips, but they came in my email, so I feel like I need to. And they're actually clips of the mystery celebrity singers from tonight's show. So should we play some for the people who watch the show?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I got 4 clips, actually.
Now let's break down Masked Singer, because I have no idea what it's about. So somebody sings in a mask, and you got to figure out who it is.
Why do you want to explain stuff?
I don't know.
It's for the people who know what
it
is.
But I don't know what it is, so tell me what it is. I'm confused.
I don't know. I have to play the clips.
Because you don't know.
You ruined everything.
I didn't know what it was. I was just asking.
Play Ladybug Juice. Let's see if y'all can guess who this is. I don't know who that is.
What was that? I
have no idea who that is.
So you just play that because...
play Rottweiler Love Runs Out. If you ever doubt, till the love runs out, till the love runs out, I got my mind made up that I can't let go, killing every second till it sees my soul. Who's a country singer?
That do sound like a country singer, right?
Who's a country singer?
I mean, Garth Brooks.
Keith Garth Brooks,
Chesney.
That's who it was. Garth
you think
Brooks.
It's Garth Brooks?
I don't know.
Play.
He's just guessed Garth Brooks.
Play Leopard, Teenage Dream, because they said this person, and I don't even know if I should be saying this. This person is a megastar. That's what they said. Maybe we can guess this one. Play Leopard, Teenage Dream.
There I go. We'll be young forever. You
make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. Oh, I got that one. I think that's Bruce Springsteen, bro.
Sounds like Katy Perry.
I think it's John Legend.
Nah, man, that was a white man voice. I think that's Bruce Springsteen, bro. I think that was Bruce Springsteen. We got one more, right?
Go.
Flamingo. All the shine of a thousand spotlights. All the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough.
Never be. Sierra.
You think that's... Boy, stop. Knock it off. Nah, that ain't no.
Why not?
That ain't Sierra. Come on. Sierra, no disrespect to Sierra, but her vocals have never been that great. Like that. Come on.
I can't figure out none of them.
I can't figure out none of them, but you can watch tonight. It's going to be 2 unmaskings tonight on Fox at 8 p.m.
So now with the show, do they wear a mask or are they behind a screen? Can you see their body?
It's called the mask.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. That's what I'm asking.
That's
maybe they're in a mask behind the screen. I don't know.
That's the show T-Pain won last season. If I had to wear a mask and hide behind a screen, I'm probably trying to rob the person.
So can you see their body size and see, you know, their weight? If skinny, can you see all that? I'm asking. I don't know. I don't watch the show.
No, they're in full costume.
You can't see them at all. Like, and I know that costume is difficult to wear. You can't see anything.
Oh, let me see that. I can tell from the costume who it is.
You can't. But it's 2 unmaskings tonight, so you can figure out who those 4 contestants are. Only thing I know is that Leopard is a megastar, and I think that was Bruce Springsteen.
Somebody should have had on that Super Mario Brother outfit you had on for Halloween.
Shut up, man.
Somebody should just wear your hair plugs.
Yo, leave my hair alone, man. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we do. We'll be talking about an R&B singer who there's a couple of them in trouble. One of them got into an argument with the cops, and the other one got arrested for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Whew. Well, according to Radar Online, there's new information about Aaron Hernandez and why he may have murdered football player Odin Lloyd before hanging himself in his prison cell in 2017. So he killed Odin Lloyd in 2013 and then hung himself in his prison cell in 2017. He was convicted of first degree murder for that Odin Lloyd killing. And he also was a suspect in a 2012 double homicide. So now investigative journalist Dylan Howard, who has conducted interviews for his book, Aaron Hernandez's Killing Fields, says there are several eyewitnesses who says they overheard him growing paranoid about his health records becoming public. And what they are saying is that he possibly was trying to cover up an HIV diagnosis that he wanted to keep hidden from the world. According to this book, they said there's a revelation from a male stripper named Chad who was invited to Aaron Hernandez's house to perform for a bevy of beefy men, according to Radar Online, who was snorting cocaine and also drinking a lot. They are, according to these reports, say that Chad says that Aaron Hernandez started getting agitated when he started discussing Odin Lloyd's knowledge of medications that he was taking. He said, I overhear them arguing and stuff, and they were talking about, oh, this guy Odin, he stole my medication. I can't be having that get out. I can't even send anyone to go get my meds anymore. He knows, he knows. And then according to the stripper, he said that Aaron Hernandez grew even more furious during a phone call. And that's what, according to this book, may have potentially happened. Now, as you know, multiple men have come forward after Aaron Hernandez committed suicide, claiming to have had sexual relations with him. And his alleged prison boyfriend, Kyle Kennedy, was also reportedly placed on suicide watch after Aaron Hernandez was found hanging in his cell.
Killing the person who knows you have HIV is not going to stop you from having HIV. Killing the person who gave you HIV is not going to stop you from having HIV. So
I guess he just didn't want people to know.
Yeah, but it's, to me, this is the same thing as the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Like, Aaron Hernandez was a psychopathic murderer who had some other issues that had nothing to do with whether or not he had HIV. He was going to kill regardless.
I wonder if you do an autopsy, if you find that out too. I would think, right? You can find out if
I'm
somebody
sure
was
you could possibly. I'm sure you have to be able to find that out. They can find anything out.
All right, Angelina Jolie says that Brad Pitt is stopping her from moving out of the country with her kids. They've been going back and forth about the details of their divorce, and she really wants to move, but she says, right now I'm having to base where their father chooses to live. She said, I would love to live abroad and will do so as soon as my children are 18. That's what she told Harper's Bazaar. I mean, I think that's fair. You don't want your kids to move out of the country with their mom, and then it's limited access for you, right?
Yep.
So, well, they all rich. I mean, Brad can get to wherever she at.
Yeah, but, he might be filming. You know, you want your kids in the States so you can see your kids anytime you want, you know?
And what if she wants to move because she feels like it's a better life for the kids abroad? See, that's a discussion, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have 6 kids together, and when the kids turn 18, like Maddox is going to school in South Korea and all of that. But, you know, the kids are 18, 15, 14, 13, and the twins are 11.
Yeah, I still want to do things with my kids on a regular basis. I might want to take them trick-or-treating. I want to take them to the movies. I want to take them to school. And I'm working. I can't just...
You want easier access so I can go pick the kids up.
I get it. I just think, you know, at this point, they should just do what's best for the kids. And I think, you know, what's best for the kids is probably being close to both their parents.
There you go.
All right. Kim Kardashian says that she is going to tone down her sexiness. Now, if you guys remember, Kanye West had an issue with her skin-tight Met Gala dress, and they got into an argument over that.
Of course, it's like a formal underwear. It's hot. It's like, it's hot for who, though?
So, like, the night before the Met, you're going to come in here and say that you're not into a corset bag. Give me really bad anxiety.
Why is that giving you anxiety to say that?
Because you knew last night I was having really bad anxiety, and I don't need any more negative energy for you to now say that you're not into me wearing a tight dress.
You are my wife, and it affects me when pictures are too sexy.
All right, well, she was on The Real, and she had this to say about now toning things down.
Yeah, well, the dress initially, since I was wet coming out of the water, there was nipples attached to it. And okay. So I think, you know, with editing, I'm not sure if we actually put that part into that fight. So he was really certain that he didn't want that on the dress and had mentioned it multiple times, and that was still on there. So we did have that discussion, and, you know.
So it was more of the detail of the sexiness, not so much sexiness altogether.
No, I think sexiness, I think it's a combination of everything.
All right. Well, I guess since he's not approving, she's going to make sure she tones it down for her husband and her kids, according to Kim Kardashian.
Hey, by the way, though, sexy is not about what you're wearing. Like, you could be sexy in a turtleneck and some jeans. You could be sexy in a trench coat. Like, sexy is something else. Sexy ain't about, like, you know, just the fact you got on some revealing clothes.
Sounds like you were describing The Rock. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee.
What?
And that is your turtleneck and jeans. That's his look. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Charlamagne. Okay.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I'm just saying. Sexy is not about, you know, what you're wearing. You know?
So who do you find sexy in turtleneck and jeans?
You never seen a woman in a turtleneck and some jeans?
I'm just asking you who you find sexy in a turtleneck and jeans. That's all I'm asking.
I don't find you sexy, and you show your ass every day. Every day you got your pants hanging off your ass. You want everybody to see your little cheeks. I don't find that sexy at all.
But you find it.
That's a prime example of sexy is not about what you're wearing or what you're revealing to the world, you little whore.
Whoa, whoa.
You little whore with hair plugs.
Whoa, whoa. You going to shame me now because of the clothes that I wear?
Yes, I am, you little whore with hair plugs.
My hair plugs are going to human resources. That's the last time you're going to talk about my hair plugs. Now, who are you giving your donkey to?
Donkey of the day today is going to the epitome of a cracker-ass cracker. Oh, yes, it brings me great joy to be able to tell the world and show the world what a cracker-ass cracker is this morning.
My goodness. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
For Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mix up.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 6th, goes to white supremacist Richard Spencer. You know who Richard Spencer is, don't you? He's an alt-right white nationalist activist who has attempted to implement what I would say is overtly racist ideas into everyday political thought. In fact, he is one of the people who actually invented the term alt-right. That is a fact. Oh, he's been out here spreading this brand of bigotry for a long time, well, at least about a decade, but they package it up nice, okay? They use terms like peaceful ethnic cleansing, and they use Donald Trump's campaign to make the case for a kinder, gentler type of white nationalism, okay? They try to portray white nationalism as a civil rights movement for white people. Okay, they are standing up for the oppressed and marginalized white man. You know, the white man who is oppressed and marginalized everyone else since the beginning of time, but now that the oppressed and marginalized are standing up for themselves and demanding the rights that we are guaranteed under the Constitution, the alt-right white men want to act like the victims, because God forbid if everybody starts getting treated equally, okay? These alt-right folks don't believe in liberty and justice for all. They believe that if they empower others, then somehow their power will get stripped away from them. So all that trying to give us a different viewpoint about white nationalism, it's absolute BS. It's total nonsense. The alt-right is exactly who we thought they were, a bunch of crack-ass crackers, okay? I know, Charlemagne, you can't call them crack-ass crackers. Well, yes, I can. You know why? Because racist bigots are crack-ass crackers. Now, I want to give y'all historical context to the word so you know why it's appropriate to use. It's appropriate to use because in the late 1800s, the word started being used because of the cracking of the whip. Okay, when they was beating my ancestors, the slaves. So when you call someone a cracker, just know that term should only be reserved for those really nasty, racist, bigoted white people, the ones who actually want to wipe out your existence. Okay, the ones who don't think we should exist at all. That's who that term is reserved for. Now, I love moments like this because it's a white person listening to me right now, turning red, listening to my voice, mad that I'm using that term. Well, I'm going to play you a recording of Richard Spencer. This is from August 13th, 2017, the day after the far right Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville turned into a violent scene that resulted in the murder of a white ally named Heather Heyer, okay, who was out there counter-protesting the nonsense of the Unite the Right, okay? Now, I'm going to play this audio, and after I play this audio, if you don't think Richard Spencer is a cracker-ass cracker, it's probably because you're a cracker-ass cracker, too. Roll it!
We are coming back here. Like a hundred times. I am so mad. I am so mad at these people. They don't do this to me. We're going to ritualistically humiliate them. I am coming back here every weekend if I have to. Like, this is never over. I win. They lose. That's how the world works. Little they get ruled by people like me. Little octoroons. My ancestors enslaved those pieces of
world,
I rule the f***ing world. Those pieces of s*** get ruled by people like me. That's how the f***ing world works. We are going to destroy this f***ing town.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Listen, one of those words is a racial slur toward the Jewish community. And if you don't know what an octoroon is a dated term for someone who is one-eighth black. Now, the words should definitely offend you, but that's not what bothers me about these type of people. It's when he says things like my ancestors enslaved those little pieces of, and when he says things like I rule the effing world, those pieces of get ruled by people like me. See, it's that mentality that makes these people so dangerous, because some of these alt-right folks are politicians, people who are in actual control of legislation. Some of these people are police officers. They are heads of corporations. When they have the mentality that they want to rule us, when they are in these positions of power, oh, that's what makes them dangerous, okay? They can call me a racial slur all day. Who cares? I just call them a crack-ass cracker back. But when these people with this mentality actually are in positions of power, watch out. So for anyone who is trying to defend the alt-right and say they are just a white civil rights movement defending the rights of the oppressed and marginalized white man, play this audio for them and tell them, shut the F up forever, crack-ass cracker.
Crack-ass cracker.
Please let Chelsea Handler give this cracker-ass cracker, Richard Spencer, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, sir.
Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah. Okay. Lil CC on a beat.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. And we got Taekwon on the line. Taekwon, what's up?
I cheated. You know, I did my little thing. There's I ain't even gonna get into it, but I cheated, she cheated back. How do you think somebody should move forward with that?
Man, so there's no one size fits all. Oh, is she there?
Yeah, she listening. She right here too. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
All right, so there's no one size fits all with this situation, obviously. So did she forgive you for cheating?
Oh, forgive me. That's a strong one. You forgive me yet? No. I still get talked about.
Now that you forget, but has she forgiven you?
No. No, not at all.
Okay, and have you forgiven her for cheating?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I've forgiven her. You know, I trust her.
You're lying. You still bring it up.
No, I don't.
Wow.
Listen, I've been about 8 months clean. You know, I've been behaving myself. I haven't done anything. And it still gets talked about. Now, the two characters in question that, matter of fact, I'm not even going to go.
Was this a tit-for-tat situation? I'm going to ask her, did you cheat because he cheated as revenge?
Hers was revenge. That's why it works.
Wow.
Now, we can't say what's worse or what's better. That's the problem right there. Y'all both wrong. And you know, two wrongs don't make a right. And you guys have to start with being able to forgive each other and not bring this up all the time and get to the root of why did I do it? Why did you cheat?
Me and my bros was in Connecticut. And there was two...
Oh, boy.
Oh, you know what this is going with.
Why did you cheat?
Me, I had a weak moment.
Okay, how did she find out?
White girls, how'd she find out? She actually didn't know. That's the thing, she didn't know, and then she cheated. Well, she
it's so bad for you.
First of all, black men don't cheat. And I don't like the way that y'all are victim blaming, because this man clearly was taken advantage of.
This man
was clearly taken advantage of by two young women.
And that's exactly why he's not going to be able to move past this until he takes responsibility and says what he did and why he did it. And understand how it made her feel.
If you tell her that I will be calling her tomorrow.
Oh, she said she will be calling you tomorrow.
All right, hold on the line. We're going to get your number because we do need a part two for all of this. But we might have to make this an ongoing situation with you two.
Okay.
She said, give her my number. Hold on, brother.
How old was he, man?
He didn't say his age. Jeez.
I'm not going to lie. When I hear situations like that, I just feel so disgusted. I'm not one to judge because, you know, we all did our dirt back in the day. But, bro, it come a point in time where you got to let them cheating ways go.
Well, he said he's over it. He said he just let it go.
Like, why you want that kind of stress in your life, causing yourself that kind of anxiety? You're hurting your girl feelings. You got her all heartbroken. Like, that's just more trauma, bro. Anybody got time for that?
All right. Well, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call her now. And I don't know if you should ask Yee advice with your girl right there. I don't know, because he didn't sound like he could really answer.
If they close by, I wouldn't mind having them both come to the station and discuss it.
They woke up arguing this morning.
Woke up arguing.
That's what it was. Yeah, they woke up arguing.
I'm going to call ask Yee, see what she say. Whose side is she going to take in this? But there's a lot to it, so we're going to have some real conversation.
All right, we'll get to that. Well, more Ask Yee when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Big Stove on the line. Big Stove, what's up?
What's going on with you?
Why is your name Big Stove, bro?
All right, so I'm 6'7". My full name is Michael Stover. Take off the R on Stove, Big Stove. That's it.
Okay. All right. Now, what's your question for you, bro?
Yo, I just moved down to South Florida from Cleveland, Ohio, and it feels like every shorty I talked to in South Florida, at least in the beginning, was ghosting me. I'm trying to figure out what the whole thing with the ghosting thing going on right now. It's crazy.
So where are you meeting these women on, dating apps or in real life?
Honestly, I met a lot of them on Facebook dating or POF.
Okay, so what's probably happening is they're dating multiple people to increase their odds. You are a nice free male, and they're probably just still going out with other people. Now, are you annoying? Like, do you keep on texting?
Nah, like, most of the situations will be going perfectly fine. And then she'd even be into it more than I was. And then one day, she just goes, gone. And it happened like four times.
That's probably what happens. I think especially on dating apps, people are still on there. So you start dating them. They like you a little, but then they might still be going out with other people. And it's still them playing around. So it could be that. Are you aggressive enough as far as asking them to go out, making plans?
Yeah, like we went on a few dates. I even spent the night over at Shorty's house a few times and still got ghosted. And it And Grant, before y'all go there, nothing sexual happened, so it wasn't because of that. But still will get ghosted after having quality time with a shorty.
So what happens when you hit them up? They just don't respond?
Yeah. Basically, they won't respond. They'll stop responding on everything. Like, I hit them up on the phone, no answer. Then, like, one shorty, she hit me up on IG. So I hit her back on IG, no answer. And then they just ghost. They gone.
How old are you, bro?
Never respond.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
You wash under your arms good?
Yeah, how's your breath? How's your hygiene?
It's very good. I make sure I take care of that stuff all day.
What about the man part? You make sure you clean? There's no smell coming out of there, big stuff?
Envy, I don't know if you should be asking that.
I'm a big dude, so I can't do that. I'm 6'7", 260. I can't even make... I got to make sure everything's good every day.
Are you dating multiple women at a time or just one at a time?
Well, sometimes it's multiple, but most of the time it's one.
Mm-hmm.
Big Stone, where are you taking them on a date? I'm sorry. Where are you taking these women on a date?
So sometimes we go to the movies. Sometimes I took some people to Top Golf. We go out to the bar sometimes, bowling, skating, like the normal stuff.
Okay, I just want to make sure he wasn't going to like McDonald's or something like that, yeah, or IHOP or something.
Hell no.
I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. I think the main problem with dating and where people are reaching out to you and you're doing it on social media or on these apps is that you're not the only person they're talking to.
Damn.
And it's so crazy. Like, I was getting ghosted so much. I even changed the theme of my mixtape and put it out as F Love.
Oh, there you go. That's the problem right there.
I'm done.
That's the problem right there.
You didn't say that from the beginning.
There you go. You rapping for these women, bro?
Can I rap?
Yes.
But okay, let me put something else. Hold on, because this is why I don't put that out when I do that. Is because I'm also smart. I got a master's in entertainment business. I'm not stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like I got an education. I'm even a marketing director for my full time job. Rapping is just something I do. It's not who I am.
Do they ghost you? Do they ghost you once you tell them that you're a rapper?
Actually, they don't, and that's the crazy part. They more interested in that, my actual job.
Do they ghost you after they hear you rapping? Can we hear something?
Envy about to ghost you.
Okay, let's hear something. Go, bro.
Big stove running things, so just call me the mayor. Got my money stretched further than Brook Park to St. Clair. I'm a beast, but don't be scared. I keep your girls in my lair, laying flat, pulling tracks, so I beat it up without a care. I'm the boy that can't be touched, but I will murk you with the clutch. My hands fall quick like rubber bands, put some heat deep in your gut. Hot like fire, but true like a preacher, give a smile whenever I meet you. Smile like a teacher, stupid, I treat you, spin that fire, inside of the
I'm
heat.
I'm skidding.
Like, I'm good.
That doesn't sound very romantic for the ladies.
That's very violent, Stove.
It's not supposed to be romantic.
You just said you beat it up and then you shoot
me? I don't know if you sound like the kind of guy I'd want to date.
All right, Miss Yee, I feel you. It's good.
All right. Well, so, you know, maybe do something for the ladies. But
I mean, I got poetry, too, but I mean, that's on my IG.
Let's hear the poetry. Let's hear some poetry. Go.
Oh, my God. Envy's getting moist.
I don't know about high. It's on my IG.
Go ahead. Let's hear something, man.
What's your IG, first of all? Let me see your IG.
Your boy, Big Stove. YABOYBIGSTOVE.
Let me see what this going on here.
I got a poem on there right now. It's called Red Dress. That's definitely for the women.
I would assume so.
Okay, you got a lot of followers. Now, the first thing I see is F Love. I'm not dating somebody who has a mixtape called F Love.
I mean, that dropped.
That doesn't sound very promising.
I get it. I mean, that's where I was just upset. I was just like, forget it, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody filling me out here like that. So I was like, all right, man.
Now, are these real followers?
Yes.
Be honest, Big Stove.
I'm being very honest. I've been doing my IG since about like 2010, so it's been a minute. So I've accumulated those over time.
How does he look, E? Would you date him if you were single?
Well, I'm not single, so that doesn't matter. You know what else? You don't even have a lot of pictures of yourself up.
Because I've been really just promoting my music on there. That's what I do on that page.
You got a man bun. That's you with the man bun?
No, I cut the man bun. The man bun's gone.
The man bun might have did it too. Women might have seen that man bun. It was like, nah, B.
You also have a lot of selfies.
Yeah.
All right, we're just trying to help out, you know, maybe curate this page a little differently.
I feel it. That's all good, man. It's all good.
You seem like a nice guy, though, but honestly, like, when people are meeting in that way, just think that they're meeting more people than just you.
Got you.
Try Christian Mingle. You try Christian Mingle yet, brother?
I hope you're going to check for Christian Mingle, Envy.
Try Christian Mingle.
Don't listen to him. All right. Well, thank you so much. And good luck to you. And we just put you out there so maybe you'll find a nice lady because now everyone knows your Instagram page.
Yeah,
so fix that page up. You know, let's see more of your personality.
All right, for sure. I'm going to change some stuff up.
Good luck, bro.
Thank you.
Damn, ye.
What?
All right. Ask ye. 800-585-1051. If you need some relationship advice or any type of advice, you can hit ye at any time. Now we got rumors on the way, ye?
Yes. Now let's talk about, since we're talking relationships, a couple of guys whose relationships went left.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Ja Rule.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Ja Rule was talking about the Popeye's chicken sandwich, and he can't even make his own social commentary without y'all bringing up old stuff. Now, he posted, y'all really out here acting like N-words over a effing chicken sandwich. SMH, now I'm never going to eat one on principles alone. Effing idiots. Y'all are what's wrong with our people. I'm so disappointed in my people. We better than this. Well, things went left from there with people reminding him about the Fyre Festival and people rioting over cheese sandwiches at the Fyre Festival. Yeah, he was just making his own commentary.
They never going to let Ja Rule live. And the sad thing about it, he's right. Like, I mean, we need to stop fighting over some damn chicken sandwiches, just like we need to stop fighting over sneakers and fighting over a lot of the stupid things. Like, if you got to wait in line an extra 5 minutes, what's the problem with that? I know people feel like, nah, he disrespected me, cut me in line, but is it worth stabbing somebody or getting stabbed or shot or getting shot or getting punched in the face for a damn chicken sandwich?
I'm looking at the cheese sandwich from the Fyre Festival, and it's actually making me hungry because I'm hungry right now. Now, Michael Jackson, his first moonwalk socks are going to get about between $1 to $2 million. So they are actually going to be selling those. And along with those socks, you also can get a signed letter from Michael Jackson to Frank presenting the gift to him as a token of appreciation for keeping on his toes throughout Michael Jackson's famous victory tour. Who is Frank? Well, the auction site is sending the socks as part of its Frank DeLeo collection. He is the late music executive who signed Michael Jackson to Epic Records and managed him from 1984 to 1989 after the massive success of Thriller. So you can get those things, and they do expect that it will auction for between $1 to $2 million, like I said. So yes. Would you want to bid on those?
I wouldn't want to bid on those. Those are expensive, but I think like things like that need to be in a museum. I think there should be some type of museum where we get to see those type of art. Like those socks and what he did that night was art. The fact that he moonwalked across the stage is the first time that we ever seen it. I think this should be in a museum. We should get to see it, like that red Billie Jean jacket and things like that. I think that it should be in a museum. We should definitely get to see
it. Well, a lot of people that do these auctions, they do actually lend these things to museums for people to see.
Mm. Okay.
So a lot of times they'll buy it and then they will lend it out to a museum and have it on display so people can see it.
Now, is there a museum out there that we can see a lot of that stuff? I know a lot of, who owns a lot of that stuff? The Hard Rock Cafe, for some reason. They have
they have a lot of memorabilia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. But, it would be great to see at some museum one day to see some of these artifacts. I call them artifacts, I call it art.
And, they do have a hip-hop museum that they've been working on for a long time, so that should be happening at some point. I think they've really been going really hard with that.
Okay.
All right, John Witherspoon, his celebration of life had a whole lot of people there because people love John Witherspoon. I mean, we've met him before a few times, and he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people went to celebrate his life. David Letterman actually started the celebration. He actually went way back with John Witherspoon. He went back with him to the days of when they were all at the Comedy Store, like Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, and Jay Leno were, all starting out together at that time. So... Mm-hmm. That's why David Letterman started it off. Ice Cube was one of the speakers as well, and he did a touching tribute saying that he enjoyed the hell out of John Witherspoon for as long as he could remember. Other guest speakers were Cedric the Entertainer, George Wallace, Angela Gibbs, and Bill Bellamy, and Regina King. So the Witherspoon family is asking that instead of flowers, please make a donation to the Actors Fund or to the Angela and John Witherspoon Family Foundation for the Arts. So that's what they are asking people to do.
Okay.
All right. Now, Kevin McCall, he got into it with cops in court. He went from fighting for child custody to actually fighting some police officers, and then he ended up falling down a courthouse escalator. That's according to what cops who arrested him had to say. Now, here's some of that drama that unfolded yesterday.
Marley, your daddy finna get you, baby. Look, I'm not FaceTiming. Mind your business, sir.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. My name is Kevin McCall. What's your name?
I am talking to you, sir. You can't record in this building.
I'm not recording. I'm recording on my phone.
You can't record on FaceTime. In this building, period.
Okay, so what do you mean? I can't record on my phone. I'm here to see my daughter. I'm not gonna let you throw me off. But what I'm saying to you as a black man.
Don't pull all that race stuff from me.
What you mean, race
don't,
stuff?
Don't
You're not a black
race
man?
Stuff from me.
You're not a black man?
Don't pull all that race stuff
That's
from me.
That's what I thought. Take your badge off. your ass up, Crip.
Yeah, he definitely wanted that smoke. I mean, the court officer said, hey, there's no taping in here. And Kevin McCall was like, well, I'm just taping myself. He's like, yeah, I understand, but you can't have your phone on in the courthouse. And Kevin McCall wanted that smoke. He wanted that yesterday. He wanted that fight. He wanted that problem. He wanted that beef. He calls me periodically every once in a while, and I just, you know, check on him to see how the brother's doing. But he definitely wanted that smoke yesterday.
Well, I was actually in L.A., and I ran into Kevin McCall in the club while I was out there. Mm-hmm. And he came up to me, and he said, oh, my God, this is crazy. I just posted you on my Instagram story. So I went and looked, and it was the whole rumor report where we talked about him actually having to fight for custody. So he was saying that we wanted to see him, you know, I guess do better.
Yeah, I want to see Kevin McCall do better. You know, the funny thing about Kevin McCall, I think I only met him like once or twice. But he always hits me up to check up on me. Like, how's your family doing? How you doing, bro? Good to hear
you. Why you don't hit him up to check on him?
Maybe I should. I don't know.
He's checking
like
on
that.
You. You're doing fine.
I honestly don't know him like that, but you know.
Okay, he hits you to check up on you, and he don't know you like that.
You're right. I got to do better.
Hit him up and check on him. And singer YK Osiris, he also was arrested after allegedly assaulting his girlfriend at his own birthday party. And now he's being held on a felony charge. He was arrested Monday in Atlanta. And that was for aggravated assault by strangulation. According to the police report, they said his girlfriend told cops back in September she got into a physical altercation with him. And that ended with him choking her and biting her face. She confronted him after seeing him on his phone. Image on his phone of another woman wearing nothing but a towel. And that's when they started yelling and arguing. And he said, I'm going to slap the ish out of you. According to the girlfriend, she said that he chased her up a set of stairs into a bathroom. And that's when he choked her and bit her face. So she did have a noticeable mark under her left eye. That's where she says that she was bitten. He was arrested and detained. And he was also denied bond after his arrest. His preliminary hearing will be later this month.
So he's still locked up?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. Now, Revolt is off today. I think Revolt will be back tomorrow. But let me know what you want to hear. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, you're still out in Texas, correct?
Yes, I'm in Houston right now. I actually have this Own Every Piece event that's happening today. So look at that hashtag Own Every Piece. And that's a free event that I'm doing. And we'll be talking about birth control. And then I'm heading out to Dallas, and I'll be in Dallas. Is it tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow I'll be in Dallas. So make sure you check that out. I'll be with Claudia Jordan. I'll be with Michael Sean, and I'll be with a little Ronnie Mother F. The tour continues, man. I'm not going to be done until next week, Thursday. So I'll be in Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, New Orleans, and Dallas next.
Okay. All right. Well, when we come back, we got your positive note, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, man. The positive note is simply this. It's just a Wednesday. It's hump day. And I just want to tell everybody, hey, man, wish other people well. Okay, you know why you should wish other people well? Because their success will not limit yours.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.